Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. And I'm sure so many of you are already probably feeling that 2024 has been a long year already, even though it's been only 4 months of 2024. Well, because 2024 is very eventful as far as astrological perspective. So today, my guest is Kyle Thomas. He's a celebrity astrologer for People Magazine, Cosmopolitan, and Good Morning America. And Kyle will be sharing with us the main astrological events of 2024, main astrological predictions, what should we be aware of, and eclipse season is coming up, and also Mercury in retrograde, and there's so many other events. So he will provide you a guide how to navigate through the main astrological events of this year. Also, Kyle will provide predictions for 2024 for every zodiac sign. Kyle Thomas is a celebrity astrologer and globally recognized pop culture astrologer and resident astrologer of People Magazine. And he has been featured in Access Hollywood, E! Entertainment, NBC, ABC Television, Good Morning America, TMZ, Cosmopolitan, Entertainment Weekly, New York Post, Hulu, Page Six, and all the other major famous media outlets. He's known for his cosmic guidance for celebrities, business executives, and prominent influencers. His work harnessed the power of the stars in regards to entertainment lifestyle and trends affecting people worldwide. So before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Hi, Kyle. I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to Not Basic Blonde podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to return and talk more about everything that we have written in the stars.
Yeah, it's incredible because I remember you were on the podcast last time when I was just starting and my podcast was kind of relatively new and we were going through such a hard time. It was like COVID times and now we are back. It was better times.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting to see like how the world has evolved from that particular global experience and also to see how the stars were impacting everything then and how we're still evolving to this day as well. So yeah, just so many big, exciting collective transformations are ahead and I'm eager to experience them and go through that with the zeitgeist as well.
Yeah, I'm so excited as well. And as we know, April is so eventful. But we first would love to know how you became so passionate about astrology and made it your career.
Well, first and foremost, I'm just so grateful to be able to do what I do. I love what I do. And I love to be able to do it in the media and in television and share my light with the world. It has been something that I feel like I've always been destined for, and I've hoped for, and I've worked very, very hard to get where I am. And you know, I certainly have had wonderful experiences with different publishers and different connections that have led me to be where I am now in my career. But even back in the day, I mean, I was drawn to astrology and to the mystical since I was very, very young. I began studying astrology when I was 8 years old. And it was always something that fascinated me because I wanted to learn more about humanity and history and myth, and not only like how I fit into all of that, but then how we were going to evolve as a civilization as well. So I got really invested in it back then. And throughout time in my teenage years, I began just to study more. I just could not get as much. I was a sponge. I wanted to learn and experience and understand not only more about myself, but about other people as well. So I was always like the weird astrology kid growing up because I'd ask the first thing whenever I'd meet someone, I'd be like, "What's your sign?" And I would talk to them about it. And a lot of people back in that period of my life didn't really take astrology seriously. And it's been something that's been so cool to see evolve on a social level. Because now people are looking for answers that are not just based in religion and are open to different kinds of perspectives on life and looking at life and other people. And throughout my career as an astrologer, it has been a growing evolution and opportunity to work with people and celebrities all over the world. But initially, even before I was a practicing astrologer, I was still doing readings, but I had a career in filmmaking. I had a production company and I'd moved to Los Angeles and was working in television and writing and directing and working in all sorts of different ways in media. And then what happened is I could tell that in my chart, there was going to be a lot of big transformations that were going to take place, and my whole life was going to look completely different than where it had been. And I had known a lot of celebrities and producers and media consultants because of my work in filmmaking. And I actually started doing astrology readings for celebrities on the side just to make some extra money. And as this was taking place, I watched my entire life change. It felt like I was on a roller coaster ride. And again, you know, how everything in my life had built to where I am now, I really do believe in synchronicity and divine timing and purpose. And I do believe that I certainly was in the right place at the right time, and the universe was always guiding me. And things just keep getting bigger and more vibrant and exciting. I recently was just promoted as the resident astrologer for People Magazine. I work with clients all over the world. I work in television. I have many big projects that are in film, fashion, music, all in the astrology space that are building at this point in time. And I just can't wait to share that with everybody because it just feels like my heart is on fire and I just want to share that beauty and that light with the world.
Wow, I'm amazed by your story. And you're so talented as well. You're an astrologer for Cosmopolitan, now for People magazine. Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. Yeah, I still work with Cosmopolitan magazine, and I am also the astrologer for Good Morning America.
Oh,
So
wow.
actually, after we film this today, I'll be filming some segments for Good Morning America, and that will be released in the upcoming weeks. So yeah, I love to do everything that I do, and it's just so exciting to wake up every day and do it. And I also feel like as I go through these experiences and every reading that I do with someone, I feel like I learn more about humanity and what it is to be alive. And so every day is a little bit different. And again, I just feel so grateful to the universe to be who I am and where I am and do what I do.
Wow, that's amazing. And also, probably as you do many readings all the time, you probably kind of learn how to read people as well, besides astrology, because you get into the details of people that, you know, sometimes they might not know about themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everyone at the end of the day, the more that we work with our intuition and our perception to connect with people, we learn not only more about other people and culture and life, but about ourselves and our needs and our desires. And so I find that, no matter what perspective you're looking at life from, I actually studied and majored in psychology in college. So I had that lens as well that I've added into my work. And that's why I feel like all of the little different facets of the ways that I interact with people and do readings, I think is really unique. And I hope people feel that. And I do feel like that's why I have been granted such a platform and an opportunity to share that wisdom and hopefully enlighten and empower people too. And I think that, no matter what your talent is, or your passions are, or your skills are, I think if as long as we're living our truth and doing it in a way that is helping people and sharing that in a way that is, again, making the world a better place, no matter what it is, no matter what your skills are, or your occupation, I think that we're all here to live life to the fullest and to experience that and learn as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's dive in into the most interesting part. So April is eventful, as I mentioned previously, and we would love to know more what should we be aware of during Mercury retrograde. And there's also an eclipse, so we would love to know what actual events will be going on right now that will change our lifetime, because some eclipses are life-changing, so I guess this one is probably is, right?
Totally. Well, April is one of the most significant months in 2024, if not the most significant month. And it's not just the Mercury retrograde or the eclipses that are causing that. We actually have a very profound and rare astrological alignment that is also going to be taking place on April 20th, too. And we're already feeling it ramp up into our lives. And it will echo out certainly into the next several months as well. May is going to be really lovely. So, we all have a lot to look forward to that. So, even if April is feeling really rocky because of the Mercury retrograde and the solar eclipse and eclipse season, ultimately, the universe is never here to punish us. Even if things are hard and challenging, it's to help us to grow and to really, like I said, be pushed out of our comfort zone or learn new things or meet new people, or again, look at life from a different perspective. And so I really think that April is not only pushing us into new territories, but is helping us to review where we've been, what we've learned, and what our needs and motivations are as we proceed, because that is how we can live life to the greatest capacity as possible.
What are the most things we have to be aware of during Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, I think the thing that is really funny is that as soon as Mercury retrograde is about to happen, everybody in the media freaks out and everybody's freaking out in their personal lives. And no matter what a retrograde is, it's not the end of the world. And a retrograde is an optical illusion from our perspective here on Earth. But whatever that planet rules is going to be reviewed in our lives. But also, it's not just that, it depends on where it's falling in the sky. So Mercury is the planet of communication and business and the mind and connection. And it rules a lot of the daily affairs in our lives because if you think about it, we were always working with technology, we're always communicating, we're always experiencing the immediate interactions. And that is really what Mercury ties to. Well, when Mercury is going backwards from our perspective of the sky, it is going to cause us to review, reassess, and reconnect with past thoughts and experiences and situations that we may have left behind. One of the things that I always talk about with retrogrades is sort of like you journey forward on the beach and you decide to take a quick walk back because you think you've lost something. And you look back, and as you like retread that same path on that beach, you stumble upon a beautiful shell or a beautiful rock or a crystal or a stone that you had left there and you didn't realize that you had dropped it. And during a retrograde, we're be being given an opportunity to reunite with that jewel, that gem, that relationship, that project, that career, whatever it be, even if it's as simple as a conversation. and look at it from that new perspective so that we can reintegrate it into our lives in a way that helps us move forward again. Now, a lot of people always think about like exes jumping in your DMs or people, you know, coming back during retrogrades. Yes, things do come back, but it doesn't always represent that it's meant for you to actually move forward with. Sometimes it's for closure. So sometimes, you know, when we're being nostalgic or we're thinking about, you know, situations or people from the past, it's to help us to understand what we've learned from that relationship, that experience, and allow us to use that to improve our future relationships, even if it doesn't mean that you're getting back with that ex. Now, not all karmic relationships that come back to you, or not all relationships that come back during Mercury retrograde or a retrograde are karmic. Our past life are meant for you in the long run, but there is always something we are learning from every interaction and experience in our lifetimes. So that's something that we should really think about. But this Mercury retrograde is taking place from April 1st until April 25th, even though we've been in the fog for several weeks before and will be till the middle of May as well. So we'll still be feeling slowdowns and stagnations or things that are kind of being delayed. But with this happening in Aries, Aries is the first zodiac sign. And so Aries rules passion and motivation and ego and drive and our projects and our plans and everything that's really important to us individually, even if we aren't in Aries. So that's why on a collective level, we're taking a step back to look at how we pursue our goals, how we are present in our relationships, how we are pursuing our independence and our autonomy. And so, like I said, all of these kinds of things are going to be present. But because Aries is a fire sign, people are going to be feeling very fired up. And if they're not being respected or valued or being heard or listened to, it's going to be a very important moment to stop and listen and to work with that energy rather than just exploding and being intense and frustrated. The universe, like I said, is not here to poison or hurt or challenge us in the end. It's here to help us to really surrender, to improve our path, and then also make wise decisions and actions that are going to proceed and push us into the right path that we want to be on.
Wow, that's amazing. And I do love astrology myself. I am so into it. I always kind of follow all the events and I always read and research.
How has the Mercury retrograde been for you?
Well, I was born Mercury retrograde in my sign when I was born. So actually, okay, it doesn't really affect me that much, but it just makes me to, I guess, to figure everything out that is not figured out and kind of finish all my errands. Usually all the errands come up. So I kind of use this time to redo things, to get everything organized, to clean my closets and get rid of everything that doesn't serve me. So
great. I mean, those are all perfect things that people should be doing no matter what their zodiac sign is. And it is true, if you have a planet that is retrograde in your birth chart, especially a personal planet, with that being Mercury, Venus, or Mars, then it typically means that, yes, you may not be quite as affected by the retrograde phases in the real transiting present, but it also represents that an individual with that tends to be a little bit more introspective or introverted or focused on their inner world around what that planet rules. So you and yourself already have been born in a way that you can do a lot of soul searching and be accustomed to those transitions in a way that someone that doesn't have Mercury retrograde in their birth chart may experience.
Yeah, that's kind of true. And also we have eclipse on April 8th. So what is it all about and what should we expect?
Well, eclipse season happens a couple times throughout the year. And we always have a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. So it's usually two back to back. Sometimes if we're transitioning between different signs, we'll have three. So there's a lot of transitions that are happening. We don't experience that this year. But eclipse season is when we are experiencing a lot of cosmic dust being tossed into the air. There's lots of beginnings, endings, all sorts of transitions and turning points that are destined in nature. And obviously, an eclipse, if it's going to hit something very important in your natal chart, then it's going to be more impactful and more memorable for you. And we experience eclipse cycles on a 19-year period. So if you look back to the situations that were happening 19 years ago, this is going to echo similar experiences, situations, and all of that kind of energy as well for you. The other thing that I will mention here is that with lunar eclipses obviously signifying a very powerful full moon, endings, turning points, awakenings, breakthroughs, breakdowns, those are very highly emotional periods, whereas solar eclipses tend to be more friendly and more exciting because the sun and the moon are in the same place and they signify very powerful new beginnings and chapters opening before us. Now, the eclipse that we're having on April 8th is in Aries, and this is going to further intensify all of the energy that's being activated this month. And what that means on a collective level is that we are all being given an opportunity to step into this new chapter and how we are pursuing our independence, our passions, our motivations, and our desires. Our ego is going to be more inflamed because of this energy. But at the end of the day, as long as we are living our truth in a way that is authentic to who we are and beautiful and not hurting other people, then we can proceed in a confident manner. So this is a very powerful eclipse. We're obviously calling it the Great American Eclipse because it's going to travel across the United States. So I hope everyone is going to be able to see it at that point in time. It's a rare event. This is very significant. So I hope you can take a look at it. Make sure you can check my website for the times that you can see it. So that is there. This eclipse is also encouraging us to be very focused on how we not only build our lives, but how we are going to do it in the long term as well, because the planets are interacting and signifying that. So that's really something that we're all going to be dealing with as well. So
it's amazing. And I know these actually eclipses are life-changing because they only happen, I think this one only happens once in 20 years.
It's not going to repeat in this way for quite some time. But like I said, when we're talking about the astrology of it, it would still be on a 19-year cycle. So there is that. Typically, we also have eclipses in a zodiac sign for about a year and a half. So we began our first eclipses in Aries around April 19th of 2023. And then our last one is going to be in March of 2025. So that whole cycle will help you sort of recreate or readdress an important area of your life on a karmic and destined level.
Wow, that's amazing. And also it depends on which house in your birth chart area is in, and that's how it will affect you.
Exactly. Kind
of areas of your life, career or love life or...
Well, obviously, you know, the way that we can look at it, like astrology is the study and the understanding of the flow of energy. Now, that can be through the flow of the energy of the collective. That's why the energy of the eclipse in Aries is affecting everyone on a collective level in that regard. However, to be more specific, we certainly would want to look at your natal chart, the houses that are being...
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Activated all of that inner sight. But also, I do encourage people to also look at the sun sign too. You know, the natal chart is always going to be the most impactful blueprint of someone's life. But the sun is also important too. And that's why when you read for sun sign horoscopes in People Magazine with me or in Cosmo or wherever it be, there is still going to be a grain of truth there. And that is still going to be important because the sun is the brightest force in our solar system. there are certain astrologers out there that talk about how the sun is not that important. And I'm like, that's not true. The sun is always important because it's the sun. Without the sun, we would not have a place to shine. We would not exist. But going back to what you and I were both saying, the natal chart is still the framework. That is still the most important vehicle to look at to understand the full perspective and picture of everything that's happening. So just 2 cents from me there.
And besides all the astrological events in April, as you mentioned, there are so many in April, what are the main astrological events other months of 2024?
Well, the big thing that I do want to say is that May is going to be really lucky for all people. The sun and Jupiter are going to be in the same place in the sky on May 18th, which also is my birthday. So I just feel very cosmically blessed. So we do have a lot of opportunities for new beginnings, luck, lucky breakthroughs. But the thing that I always tell people about astrology is while, yes, we know it's predictive, we know that we want to know about what's happening in our horoscope or how things are going to be, it's also productive. We have the ability to create our lives by working with the energies. So that's why if there's a door open to you, you should walk through it. If you have the courage and volition to do so. Now, the lucky energy of Jupiter and the sun meeting in Taurus is going to still vibrate an indulgence, a beautiful, pleasurable energy for all zodiac signs. But Jupiter is going to leave Taurus on May 25th. At that point in time, it is going to be in Gemini for the rest of the year. So all of the things that Gemini rules are going to be activated. The media, communications, anything to do with technology, social media. We're going to see a lot of those kinds of energies expanding. So there will be that, and that'll be that flow. We'll also feel a bit more social. It's going to be a really great time to make friends, improve our relationships, and also meet someone new if you are looking for a lover. So we have all of that. We do have eclipses again that are taking place in September and October. So those are going to be manifesting at that point in time. That's the next eclipse season. So you can expect a lot of transitions around then. We do have the next Mercury retrograde that's going to be in August. And then we have one that is taking place from November, I believe, 25th until December 15th. The big thing that I want to leave people with is do all of your Christmas shopping early. Because if you are having things that you're buying during Mercury retrograde, it's not going to fit. People are going to lose it. You'll lose a receipt. People won't take it back. If it's technology, it's going to break. It's all of that kind of stuff. So do your due diligence to get all your shopping done in earlier November, and you'll just be much happier. I think that's pretty much the biggest stuff that I think to highlight at this point in time. And we have Pluto in Aquarius, which is going to be pretty significant over the next 20 years. So there's going to be more revolutions around everything that Aquarius rules. So civil rights, working with the collective, technology, AI, interdimensional space, you know, flying cars, all sorts of just like breakthroughs are going to happen, especially medically. And then the energy of Pluto going back into Capricorn for the last time is going to happen this autumn. So anything that we've been building since 2008 is going to sort of like reach a culmination around structures, governments, anything to do with big business, big banks, that will again be in the focus. But yeah, I think those are like the big, most important aspects to listen to. I mean, obviously for anyone that does want a specific reading, you can not only look at my website, which is kylethomasastrology.com. I have tons of predictions for the whole year. And then I have them that I obviously release on my Instagram. But if you want a personal reading, I also do that. As long as I'm not like filming or working on projects, I do take clients here and there. But I also have a Patreon that I release a ton of predictions exclusively there that will never be released to the public. So I highly encourage people that are very excited or interested to know about not only just astrology, but their astrology, to check out all of those platforms, because I have a lot of content and a lot of insight. And I do think that a lot of people really gain a lot from it as well.
Does 2024 actually feels like the most transformative year lately? Or I guess 2020 was the one that transformative for everyone.
this one.
Well, I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, 2020 set a lot of important conjunctions of planets. Like we had Saturn and Pluto, we had Jupiter and Pluto, we had Jupiter and Saturn. Like we just had so much. So that was a pretty significant period. And I would actually say that that was the true beginning of the age of Aquarius, because we have a lot of energy that's going to be activated for that from the Great Conjunction, et cetera. But I think at this point in time, maybe what you're experiencing is that because of the transformations that were taking place at that time, now they're more established and we're more accustomed to them. And so we're being aware of them, because we can look at our lives as sort of like that before and now this after period. And that's typically what happens when we have very powerful planetary alignments. It takes some time for us to recognize them and to be aware of not only how we are evolving, but the people and experiences and everything around us are too. So yeah, and it's funny, I've been laughing with friends and clients and anybody lately about how I feel like this year, it's felt like 2 years in just one, like three months, you know, like I'm like, oh my God, so much has happened, certainly in my life and my career and everything. And also the planets were all direct pretty much until the beginning of Mercury retrograde, which is on April 1st. So we didn't have anything that was like holding us back. So the rest of the year will feel slower in 2024, but it's not anything to be worried about. Sometimes we need to like stop and smell the roses and appreciate the moment that we're in rather than just racing forward.
Yeah, so true. And it does feel like this year, it does feel like so much has been going on already. And it's only April, beginning of April. And
yeah,
it's just been a long year already.
Totally, totally.
And as far as 2024 predictions for astrological signs, can you kind of shortly to explain for every sign?
Aries, I mean, particularly in the first, until like May, like there's a lot of transformations that are around wealth, prosperity, building things like that. The second half of the year is going to be really much more focused on their intellectual pursuits and travel. They'll have a lot of energy around that. There are a lot of important decisions because of the eclipses that are taking place that are around their partnerships and relationships. So they could certainly like move in or get engaged or get married, but there could also be meeting new partners or leaving partners too. So I feel like that's a lot of the energy that Aries is kind of experiencing. Taurus is one of the luckiest periods of their entire life. That is going to continue until May 25th. And so this is a big time to like take chances and put yourself out there and try new things, because you're setting up an era for 12 years. The second half of the year is going to be more prosperous, so they'll make more money. That is really great for them. When it comes to the eclipses, there's a lot of focuses around like their daily routine, their work-life balance, and also their physical health and mental health. So not only are they likely to like take on new jobs or take on new projects, but there's going to be shifts around their health that are going to be pretty important. So it could be like new diet, getting in a fitness training or surgeries or things like that. Then we're moving on to Gemini. So the first half of the year is a little slow, but once we get to June, it's just one of the luckiest periods for them in 12 years. I love that for Gemini. They're just going to bloom. They're going to be quite excited about all of these new opportunities. So take action, build the life that you want. The doors will open to you. Their careers are also pretty significant this year. They have a lot of new responsibility being placed upon them. This is a longer term period. And then when we are getting to the eclipses, there are a lot of focuses around their personal life. So they're like, they could be falling in and out of love or meeting new friends or connecting with new people. There's a lot of social engagement for them. So I do love that for them. Cancers are in a pretty significant period in the first half of the year about pursuing the expansion of their social life, reaching new goals and connecting with people and really feeling a part of a tribe. After June, things are going to be a little slow. So it doesn't mean that things are bad. It just represents they're going to be more introspective. So you may be developing projects, developing plans, focusing a little bit more on stillness and healing. The eclipses are showing that there could be shifts, particularly around your home and domestic life, but also your career. So be aware of that. When it comes to Leo is in a very significant year for career, particularly until June. lots of big opportunities to be in the spotlight. After that, there is a little bit more focus on having fun and reaching fulfillment and just experiencing the joy of life. So I do love that for them. When it comes to the eclipses in general, there is a lot of energy in regards to stepping out of their comfort zones, travel, intellectual pursuits, but ultimately like trying to connect and expand their perspective on life. So that could be through academics or the media or spirituality or travel or any of those kinds of things. Virgo is in a very significant period around their relationships and they're being very tested. This began in 2023 and it will continue until 2026. So weak relationships will fade, but strong relationships are going to get stronger and they're going to form new relationships now that could last forever. So that's pretty significant. Their career is going to be particularly important after June, so they could see a lot of spotlights on them and crowns and opportunities. So that's really lovely for them. When it comes to shifts in particular with the eclipses, there's a lot of shifts around income and wealth. So that is something that could be particularly important for them to pay attention to this year as well. Then moving forward to Libra, Libra is in a very significant period until June that is about building trust, building vulnerability, healing from traumas or situations from the past, getting closer, as well as potentially like increasing wealth through assets and investments. So that's something to think about. Whereas after June, there's going to be a lot of energy for them around stepping out of their comfort zone and really expanding their vision of life and understanding who and what they want and what they are and what it is to be human. But by doing so, they have to immerse themselves in experiences that are pushing them in new directions. So again, this could be the kind of thing where they're like going back to school or they're like getting new certifications or even as simple as is spending time with people who are very unique and different from them. This can really help them. When it comes to eclipses, there's going to be a lot of focus in particular around their relationships and them also being the most authentic version of who they are. For Scorpio, they're in one of the best years of their lives around relationships, and that is going to last for the whole year, but especially until June. If you are looking for a new partner or a significant partner, even if it's a business associate, this is the time. Be putting yourself out there. Look for that. There's a lot of really good energy for all of them to really embrace union and commitment. After that, the strong relationships will get stronger and there's going to be opportunities to like make important promises and combine their lives and really take that to the next level. So I do love that for them. They are also having opportunities around wealth. So if they do want to increase that, I'd encourage them to like get involved in investments or things of that nature. The eclipses are also showing that there's going to be shifts in particular around their work life, their routines, and also their health. So definitely pay attention to your mental health. If you notice that there's anything sort of like off, it means you should get a checkup. You should definitely be checking that out. So there is that. Sagittarius are in such a wonderful year as well. And they're very productive and busy until June. Very, very busy. Lots of opportunities around work. They're sort of juggling a million things. After this, they're entering into one of the best periods in a 12-year period around relationships. So if you are single, you could find your perfect partner. And this also goes even as much into business. Like if it's an agent or a manager or an accountant, that can really work. There's also energy in regards to taking steps forward in relationships. So engagement, moving in, you know, all of those kinds of things. If you are to separate from a partner, in particular because of the eclipses, it just means that you're being redirected to someone else, to something better. So know that even if it hurts, life, again, is not here to punish us. It's to improve our path. So I do love that for them. They also have opportunities around fertility, a lot of that. So if you are a parent or if you are have a child already, the child could become more important, bringing you a lot of important moments of joy this year too. Moving forward to Capricorn, their domestic life and their family is particularly important. And this is going to really last until, I mean, it's going to be important, you know, in general, because of the eclipses that are taking place throughout the year. But this is something that you could move, you could renovate. There's also going to be opportunities around career. So you could be taking a lot of steps, particularly in the spring and the autumn, about new career heights or changing your career or going in new directions or things of that nature. But you're going to be seeing a lot of opportunities around romance and passion until June. So if you are looking for that one true love, be sure to put yourself out there. After that, you're going to be really busy. You're juggling personal life, productive life, you know, business, all sorts of things for the rest of the year. So especially if you're looking for a better job, that's the time it would likely to be. Moving forward until Aquarius, Aquarians are in a very significant period, especially until June, around their home and domestic life as well. So you may move, you may, you know, improve your space, you may spend more time with family, you may see your family grow. There's lots of energies around those kinds of things. You could get into real estate, lots of vibes around that. Once we get into June, until the rest of the year, your heart is going to erupt. There's all this energy around passion and romance and creativity and just like living life and enjoying it. And just having so much fun. So if you are looking for a lover, this is a great time to put yourself out there. Love is out there, but love is not just written in the stars completely. You also have to open yourself to it. You have to take action to open your heart. And that's how love can come. But again, you have to be looking for it in the right way. The other energy that I will say is that there are opportunities, a lot about travel when it comes to the eclipses, and also opportunities to learn a lot and expand your perspective in the sense that you would be writing, teaching, working in communications related projects, like really kind of like voicing your ideas and connecting with others about them and creating discussion. So that's pretty important. And then last, but certainly not least, is our lovely Pisces. And Pisces are in one of the most significant periods in their entire life. This began March of 2023. It goes until 2026, excuse me. That's because Saturn is in their sign. So you're taking on a lot of responsibility. You're taking on a lot of weight and making long-term decisions. And sort of like, it's kind of like you're a tree and like digging your roots really far into the earth and really establishing who and what you are for the coming 30 years. So this is a very significant time. Even if it feels a little hard, or you're under a dark cloud sometimes, don't let it get you down completely, because you need to learn from this. And you need to learn that you are steel forged through fire. You are strength, you are beauty, you are power, you are all of the things that you need. And again, you know, really step into that place. Now, there are opportunities to expand your social life, in particular up until June. I also see that there's a lot of opportunities around travel and learning. Lots of opportunities there, writing, speaking. So like, for instance, if you're like, want to write that book, or, you know, you might be like, start a podcast, things like that. And then after that, there's a little bit more of a time to focus a little bit more on your emotions and your stability and where you are, and reflect on everything that you've built so far. And there could be opportunities around expanding family, expanding real estate, really diving into, you know, different ways of looking at the past and growing from that. And then last, the eclipses are going to take place, and that's going to really also show a lot of shifts around their income or assets and investments or settlements that could be around the spring and then also the autumn. However, the most important period of the entire year will be the eclipse that takes place in your zodiac sign around September 18th. So expect a lot of big life-changing transitions around you at that point in time. So there we go. That is 2024.
Wow. Thank you so much for so much great information. I'm just excited. I know it's a lot, but I'm just so excited for this year. Actually, it is very eventful and it feels very transformative. So yeah.
Great. I love it. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always just wonderful to connect with you, and I'm always happy to come back on. And chat more. And yeah, I mean, I think we all have a lot to look forward to, but we all still have to take steps to create the life that we want, rather than just expecting everything to happen to us. We must be co-creating with the universe rather than just standing and waiting.
Absolutely. I love that. So true, because you still have to take actions besides predictions, because dreams don't work unless you do. Yeah, thank you so much, Kyle. And just to sum it up, where everyone can find you and what are your social media handles?
Yeah, my website is kylethomasastrology.com. I have horoscopes. I have predictions about celebrities. I have all sorts of astrological insight there. My Instagram is where I operate the most out of. It's Mr. Kyle Thomas, MrKyleThomas. Definitely follow me there. I have a lot of content that I release every day. My Patreon is also Kyle Thomas Astrology. I have it linked on my website and on my Patreon or on my Instagram as well. So definitely, if you want more insight, you want daily horoscopes, you want monthly horoscopes way in advance, and all my predictions and exclusive content that I do not release anywhere else, definitely check that out. And then, yeah, I think those are the main places that I am. And certainly check me out on People Magazine and Good Morning America. And I hope to hear from everyone soon. And again, thank you, my love, for having me. You are so beautiful and radiant, and it is always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being my guest.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB Podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB Podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.